الرجيم ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد then to continue with الأصول الثلاثة the three fundamental principles of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله with the explanation of Shaykh Saleh al-Fawzan حفظه الله then we were still on the second fundamental principle the servant's knowledge of his religion the religion of al-Islam and al-Islam has three levels So we have the first and basic level of Islam, and the second and higher level of Al-Iman. And we had, last time, the pillars, the remaining pillars of Iman. Al-Iman, Iman, bi-kutubihi, wa-rasulihi, wa-liyawm al-akhir, wa-an-tu'mina bil-qadri khayrihi wa-sharrihi. Iman in his books, in the books revealed by Allah the Most High, and in his messengers, and in the last day, and that you have Iman in Al-Qadr, pre-decree, the good of it and the bad of it. So amongst what we had, some of the points from what we had last time, we had that it is essential with regard to the Iman in Allah's books, revealed books that He sent down, it's essential that we have Iman in all of them. And that we believe that they were indeed Allah's speech in reality. And that we have Iman in those books that were named, that Allah the Most High has named to us from them. The Qur'an, in the Qur'an which has been named to us, and the Torah, and the Injil, and the Zabur, and the Suhuf, the scriptures of Ibrahim and Musa. These have been named in the book of Allah, so we have Iman in them, and in their name specifically we have Iman in them. And as for the rest of the books sent down to the messengers, then, even though we don't know their names, but we have Iman in them in general. We say we have Iman in all the books sent by Allah, sent down by Him. And as for the previous books that were sent down, the previous scriptures, then we have overall Iman in them. And as for the Qur'an, then we have specific and detailed Iman with regard to the Qur'an. You have to have Iman, not just in general in the Qur'an, but specifically in the Qur'an and in everything which it contains. We have, and it's obligatory upon us and it's essential for Iman that we believe in everything in the Qur'an. Every single ayah of the Qur'an we believe in, every single word, every single letter of the Qur'an we have Iman and do not reject any of it. And that anyone who rejects even a single letter of the Qur'an, then he is a kafir, a disbeliever. Just like someone who rejects any of the books sent down, who says, I believe in all the books except this one. Then he will be a kafir. If he rejects a single one of them, he will be a kafir. It's like rejecting all of them. Likewise, with regard to Iman in the Rusul, the messengers sent by Allah the Most High, that we also have Iman specifically in those who are mentioned, that we believe those who are mentioned by name, by our Lord, in the revelation, then we specifically believe in them by name. And as for those who are not named, then we affirm in general that Allah, we believe in every messenger and every prophet who was sent by Allah the Most High. And whoever, as Shaykh Fawzan said, whoever disbelieves in one messenger, then he is a kafir. He is a kafir, a disbeliever. It is as if, and it's the same as if he disbelieved in all of them. So just as the Yahud disbelieved in Isa and in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Christians disbelieved in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then disbelieving in a single messenger is like disbelieving in all of them. And the evidence that Shaykh al-Fawzan quoted was the ayah with regard to the people of Nuh. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ This is evidence for that principle. That whoever rejects one messenger, then he is a kafir, he's rejected all of them. Because the people of Nuh, only one messenger came to them. The first messenger of all came to the people of Nuh, and they rejected him. So it's counted, as it occurred in the ayah, that the people, with the explanation, the people of Nuh rejected the messengers, meaning all of them. Even though what they actually did, they just rejected the one who was sent. But that is the same as rejecting all of them. disbelieving in one is the same as disbelieving in all of them. And with regard to Iman in the last day, Al Yawm Al Akhir, then Shaykh Fawzan mentioned the details of that, that it covers everything which occurs from the time in the grave, from the person is put into his grave, all the way through until the day of resurrection, until the people of paradise are entered into paradise and settle in paradise, and the people of the fire are entered into the fire. All the details of in between. And Shaykh Fawzan mentioned, hafidhahullah, many of those details, that we have to have Iman in everything that's reported, and that's authentic in that regard. And as for Iman, in the sixth pillar of Iman, Al-Qadr, pre-decree, then Shaykh Fawzan mentioned that it is essential that we believe that everything which occurs in this creation, whether it's good or evil, whether it's kufr or Iman, disbelief or true faith, whether it's a blessing or whether it's a punishment, whether it's a state of ease that occurs or a state of hardship, whether it's a person being sick or a person being healthy, whether it's life or whether it's death, all of that was something pre-decreed by Allah the Most High. It's not something that unexpectedly and spontaneously occurs on its own without being pre-decreed. No. It was all pre-decreed by Allah the Most High. And this leads on to the important belief for the Muslim that whatever befalls a Muslim, whatever happens to him, he has to realize that it was something that was pre-decreed was going to happen to him. Allah had already written it was going to occur, it would never have missed. You don't say, oh, if only this and that. No, it happened to you, then it's already happened, then it was bound to happen. Allah decreed it was going to occur to you, it occurred. It could not have missed you. And whatever missed you and passed you by, then you could not have got it. It was written that it would pass you by and miss you. And Shaykh Fawzan mentions that with regard to the pre-decree, then there are four levels that we need to know and understand to have a correct understanding of Al-Qadr, pre-decree. We need to understand these four matters, these four levels, each one that follows on from the one before. Firstly, Al-Ilm, knowledge, that Allah the Most High, that whatever occurs in creation, whatever has occurred, occurs and will occur. Then, we need to know these four matters apply to it. Firstly, Al-Ilm, that Allah the Most High knew it. He knew that it was going to occur. And he always knew that it would occur. Secondly, that Allah the Most High, the level of Al-Kitabah, writing down, that Allah the Most High wrote it down that it was going to occur in the preserved tablet, Allah al-Mahfuz. That thing that occurred, Allah the Most High knew it, firstly. Secondly, he wrote it down in the preserved tablet. Thirdly, that Allah the Most High wished it and willed it to occur, the level of Al-Mashi'ah. That it occurred because Allah wished that it would occur. And fourthly, that matter which occurred, it was created by Allah, Al-Khalq, the level of Al-Khalq. Allah the Most High created it, not someone else. There was only one creator. Allah the Most High created it. So he knew it, he wrote it, he willed it, and he created it. And we need to have an understanding of these four levels with regard to everything that occurs in the creation. And that to be a believer in pre-decree, Al-Qadr, he has to believe in all four of these levels. All of them. Then, the author, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, he continues with a section here that's headed, the heading being given here, Ad-Dalilu ala Arkan al-Iman. So now having had the pillars of Iman, now he brings a section, the proof for the pillars of Iman. Remember, Shaykh al-Islam mentioned earlier on in the book that whatever he is going to bring, he'll bring evidence for it. So here's the evidence for what just preceded, the levels, the pillars of Iman rather. Then the saying of the author, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَى هَذِهِ الْأَرْكَانِ السِّتَّةِ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِكِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين. الآية من سورة البقرة. He said, and the proof for for these six pillars. Is he saying he the Most High? And then Shaykh al-Islam, he quotes the ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, ayah 177. With the explanation, al-birr, righteousness, is not that you turn your faces towards the east or the west, but rather righteousness is the righteousness of those who have iman, who truly believe in Allah and in the last day and in the angels and in the books and in the prophets. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, said in his explanation, the Shaykh, having explained these pillars, mentions their proof from the Qur'an and from the Sunnah. Because any matter from the matters of the religion and of worship and of aqeedah and the matters of rulings, legislated rulings, require a delil, require a proof. Any of these things, a matter of the deen, the religion, a matter of ibadah, a matter of aqeedah, creed and belief, and matters of legislated rulings, al-ahkam, al-shara'iyya, requires a delil, a proof. And if it does not have a proof, then it will not be correct, it will not be sahih. Extremely important principle that Shaykh al-Fawzan has brought for us here. If it's something from these matters and it doesn't have a delil, it will not be sahih, it will not be correct. The Shaykh said, so the Shaykh, having mentioned the pillars of Iman, the six pillars of Iman, he then mentions their proof from the Quran firstly and then from the Sunnah. So from the Quran is his saying, he the Most High. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. First part of the ayah, the same ayah, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 177. Shaykh al-Fawzan goes on to explain the words in this ayah. Firstly, al-birr was translated here as righteousness, al-birr. Shaykh al-Fawzan explains it, he said, al-birr is the doing of al-khayr, is the doing of good, which draws one closer to Allah and leads to his paradise. That's the definition Shaykh al-Fawzan gives to his comprehensive word al-birr, righteousness, al-birr. He said it's doing good which draws one closer to Allah and leads to his paradise. So all actions of good are from al-birr, are from righteousness. So al-birr is a general word which covers all the types of good. All types of good, doing good, are covered by the term al-birr, righteousness. And all the types of acts of obedience, all of them, enter under the title al-birr. And under the title at-taqwa, dutifulness to Allah. I mean, all good deeds that enter under, they can be called, and they fall under the title of al-birr, righteousness. They can be called al-birr. That's what righteousness refers to. And likewise, at-taqwa, taqwa. So al-birr, righteousness, and at-taqwa, dutifulness to Allah, are from comprehensive terms. They are comprehensive terms which gather all the characteristics of good. They're not specific to us. One al-birr is specific to that good deed, al-taqwa is specific to that one. No, both of them cover all, al-birr covers all the actions of good, and likewise al-taqwa. Shaykh Fawzan said, and he's saying, he the Most High, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. With explanation, it is not birr, it is not righteousness that you turn your faces towards the east and the west. Shaykh Fawzan said, this is a refutation of the Jews. Those who criticized the changing of the Qibla, the changing of the direction of the prayer. Obviously in Medina, when the Qibla was changed, the Muslims originally prayed towards Jerusalem. Then they changed in Medina, revelation came down, and the Muslims changed and faced the opposite way, towards Makkah, towards the Kaaba. So the Jews who were present, they criticized this. What is it you're facing? What, you're praying that way, that's right or it's wrong. And then you're facing the opposite way. What's going on? So Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned, this ayah came down, this ayah is a reputation, he said rather, is a reputation of the Jews who criticized the changing of the Qibla, the direction of prayer. From Jerusalem to the honored Kaaba. They criticized this and they denied it, along with the knowledge that they knew that it was true. They knew that it was something true. However, they denied it as a case of inad, obstinate rejection, and mukabara, and haughtiness, pride, out of pride and haughtiness, and al-hasad, and out of envy towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and towards this nation. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, Allah the Most High says, لَيْسَ الْبِرْحَ أَنْ تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ, that it is not righteousness that you turn your faces in a certain direction from the directions without a command from Allah. But rather righteousness, al-birh, is obedience to Allah, the Perfect and Most High. That's what righteousness is. Ta'at Allah. Obedience to Allah, the Perfect and Most High. If He commands you with a command, then it is obligatory upon you to comply with it. This is al-birh. This is righteousness. So if He commands you to face Jerusalem, then righteousness at that time is to face Jerusalem, and to face for the prayer the direction of Jerusalem. Because it was obedience to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Then, when He commands you that you face the Kaaba, then righteousness is to face the Kaaba. So al-birr, righteousness, goes along with the command of Allah, the Perfect and Most High. You are slaves, you are abid, you are slaves. It is obligatory upon you to comply. If Allah commands you to face a certain direction, it is obligatory upon you to comply. But as for having ta'assub, as for clinging in a bigoted manner to one certain direction and saying it is not correct except to face it, and such as the Jews did, they used to face Jerusalem and they refused to change from that. So I said, as for clinging to one direction in a bigoted manner and then saying it's not correct except to face it, Sheikh said, then the meaning of this is the following of desires and asabiyya and tribalism, just sticking to what your people are upon. Whereas the true servant, he goes along with the commands of Allah wherever they go, and he does not raise any objection to the command of Allah. Since facing a direction after it has been abrogated will not be obedience to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. In Jerusalem, the Muslims used to face Jerusalem, that used to be correct, that we faced Jerusalem when we pray, then that was abrogated and the ruling was changed, so we face the Kaaba. So Sheikh mentioned, so continuing to face the old direction after it's been abrogated and changed, that will not be obedience to Allah. It will not be obedience to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. So acting upon al-mansukh, that which has been abrogated, and leaving that which abrogates, is not obedience to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Meaning, clinging onto the old ruling, and then a new ruling comes, ordering the change is made, and you refuse to change. cling on to the old thing, that will not be obedience now to Allah. Just cling on to the old ones and we're still obeying Allah. No, that is not obedience to Allah. Shaykh said, rather it is just obedience to desires and tribalism. So al-birr, righteousness, is connected to obedience to Allah. So in whichever direction He turns you, then you turn in that direction. If you are true in your ubudiyyah, in your servitude to Allah, the Mighty Majestic. And Shaykh Fawzan quotes the ayah again, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. Again with the explanation, it is not righteousness that you turn your faces to the east or to the west, but rather righteousness is the righteousness of those who truly believe in Allah, those who have iman in Allah. Then comes the saying of Shaykh al-Islam in the text, the proof for the remaining pillar of iman, the pillar of al-qadr, pre-decree. So Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, the Wahhab, obviously the eye contains a proof for all the other pillars. As for al-qadr, pre-decree, then Shaykh al-Islam says, and the proof for وَدَلِيلُ الْقَدَرِ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ, al-ayah in Surah Al-Qamar. He said, and the proof for al-qadr, pre-decree, is his saying, He the Most High, the ayah from Surah Al-Qamar, ayah 49, with the explanation, we have created all things in accordance with a pre-decreed measure. We have created all things in accordance with a qadr, with a pre-decreed, predetermined measure. Shaykh Fawzan said, explaining, the proof for the sixth pillar, from the pillars of iman, is his saying, He the Most High, Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadr. Said the ayah with explanation, we have created all things in accordance with a predetermined measure. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning, everything which Allah created, then it is predecreed, it is predetermined in His knowledge, and in His writing, and in His wish and will, He the Perfect and Most High. It is not something which just spontaneously occurs, or something accidental. Rather, it is something which preceded in the knowledge of Allah, and something written in Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz, in the preserved tablet, and something which preceded in the Mashi'ah and Irada, in the wish and will of Allah, the Perfect and Most High. Then comes a separate section, the third level of the basic level of religion, al-Islam, then the higher level of Iman with its pillars, and now comes the third and last and highest level of the religion. So there comes the title here, al-martabatu thalithatu al-ihsan. The third level is al-ihsan, and there comes a subheading, ta'rifu al-ihsan, the definition of al-ihsan. Then comes the saying of the author, Shaykh al-Islam, al-martabatu thalithatu al-ihsan ruknun wahid wa huwa an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarahu fa in lam takun tarahu fa innahu yarak. The third level is al-ihsan. It is a single pillar. And it is that you worship Allah as if you are seeing Him. And even though you do not see Him, then He certainly sees you. So after we had Islam with its five pillars, and the second level, al-Iman, with its six pillars, now we have al-Ihsan, the highest level, which is a single pillar, one pillar. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, Al-Ihsan in the language means itqanu shay wa itmamuhu. What does this word Ihsan mean in the Arabic language? He said, to perfect something and complete it. Ihsan means to perfect and complete the thing. It is derived from al-husn, which is al-jamal. It's this word beauty, which is al-jamal, beauty, means beauty literally. It's derived from the word al-husn, which means beauty. The opposite of ugliness. And it is divided into categories. Ihsan, this term Ihsan, is divided into categories. And Sheikh Fawzan mentions the three categories of Ihsan. Firstly, Ihsan, perfection of what lies between the servant and his Lord. And that is what is meant. In this section of the book here, what is meant is this verse. Category of Ihsan. Ihsan, perfection of what is between the person and his Lord. That's what's meant here. Then the second category of Ihsan is Ihsan, perfection of what is between the servant, the person, and the rest of the people. And the person in his relations with the people, and perfects and correct and perfects his relations with the rest of the people. Thirdly, إحسان الصنعة وإتقانها. Thirdly, doing well and perfecting whatever you make or do in your actions and things that you do, perfect them. That when a person makes something or does an action, then it is obligatory upon him that he perfects it and does it completely. Then Sheikh Fawzan, he moves on, because he said, as what is meant here is the first category. That's what we need to deal, we're dealing with here, the first category. Perfection of what is between the person and his Lord. So then he goes on to explain that. He said the first type, and it is Ihsan, perfection of what lies between the servant and his Lord. He said the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it when Jibreel asked him in the presence of the companions, as will follow in the hadith of, famous hadith of Jibreel, which will come next time inshaAllah. He says, so the Prophet the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained what is Ihsan between the servant and his Lord when Jibreel asked him in the presence of the companions. So he said, Al-Ihsan an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarahu. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. When Jibreel asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what is Ihsan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Ihsan is that you worship Allah as if you are seeing Him. And even though you do not see Him, then certainly He sees you. Sheikh Fawzan said, so Ihsan between the servant and his Lord is his perfecting the action which Allah has made a duty upon him. That he does it correctly, purely and sincerely, for the face of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. The action, any duty which Allah has made upon the servant, he does. Obviously, it's an act of worship then. That he does it sahihan, correctly, with correctness, and khalisan li wajhillah, and he does it purely and sincerely, seeking the face of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. So an action in which there is ihsan between the servant and his Lord is that which contains al-ikhlas for Allah, that is done purely and sincerely for Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, and it contains al-mutaba'ah lir-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's done with ikhlas for Allah the Most High, it's done with ikhlas for Allah the Mighty and Majestic, and it's done with mutaba'ah, following of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made clear that that ihsan is of two levels, one of them being higher than the other. So what is ihsan? We've got the question, what is ihsan? Then it is the action between the servant and his Lord which contains those two things. It's done purely and sincerely for Allah the Most High with ikhlas, and it's done in following the way of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then with regard to the levels, if it's how many levels, the Shaykh said there are two levels of it, one of them being higher than the other. And he explains them. First, the first level of ihsan is that you worship Allah as if you were seeing Him, such that your certainty and your iman in Allah reaches such a level that it is as if you are actually seeing Allah with your eyes. It is as if, that's how you worship Allah with it, upon this level, the higher level, that your certainty becomes so strong and your iman in Allah becomes so strong that it is as if you're actually witnessing Allah with your eyes. You have no hesitancy or doubt. Rather, it is as if Allah is in front of you, He the Perfect and Most High, and you are seeing Him openly. So whoever reaches this level, then he has reached the limit of ihsan, of perfection of his worship. That you worship Allah as if you are seeing Him, on account of the completeness of certainty and the completeness of ikhlas, purity and sincerity of your action. It is as if you are seeing Allah with your eyes. And Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, will not be seen. That's why the Shaykh has mentioned all the way through. It is as if. However, the Shaykh makes the point that Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, will not be seen in this world. Rather, He will only be seen in the Akhirah, in the hereafter. However, you see Him with your heart, to the extent that it is as if you are seeing Him with your eyes. And what's the meaning of this level? That the person reaches this level, he sees Allah with his heart, with his certainty, with the strength of his iman, he sees Allah with his heart, to such an extent that it's as if he was seeing Him with his eyes. Then Shaykh Bazan said, and therefore He will reward the people of ihsan in the hereafter, that they will see Him, He the Perfect and Most High. Since they used to worship Him as if they were seeing Him in this world, so therefore Allah rewards them by giving them the opportunity to see Him with their eyes in the abode of bliss. In this world they worship Allah in that manner, just as if they were seeing Him. So therefore in the next life He will reward them, that he will grant them the opportunity to actually see Him with their eyes. Shaykh Fawzan said, quoted evidence for this, He the Most High said, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً, Surah Yunus, the 10th Surah, Ayah 26. With the explanation, الزِيَادَة, or the ayah with the explanation, for the doers of good, the people of ihsan, there will be the best reward of paradise, وَزِيَادَة, and something extra. Shaykh al-Hassan said, the ziyada, something extra, is looking upon the face of Allah. The reason is that they perfected, they had ihsan in this world, they perfected their deeds in this world. So therefore Allah gave them al-husna, the best reward. They had ihsan in this life, so therefore Allah gives them a reward, al-husna, the best reward, which is Al-Jannah, paradise. And He will give them an increase, which is the Ru'ya, seeing Allah the Mighty and Majestic. So therefore, you worship Allah as if you are seeing Him. As if you are actually witnessing Him. And upon love and longing to meet Him, He the Perfect and Most High. You feel delight in obedience to Him. And you feel calm and at peace with obedience to Him. He the Perfect and Most High. You eagerly desire it. You eagerly desire obedience to Him. This is the path of the Muhsinin, the people of Ihsan. So all of this is the first level and the higher level of Ihsan. Then Shaykh Al-Azam moves on to mention the second lower level of Ihsan. He said, the second level, if you do not reach this level, this tremendous level, all that we just mentioned, so if you do not reach this tremendous level, then you worship Him upon the path of al-muraqabah, of watchfulness, such that you know that Allah sees you. And the first level is that you worship Allah as if you were seeing Him, as if, so carefully, as if you were seeing Him. If you don't reach that high level, then at least you'd be upon this level here. That you worship upon the path of watchfulness. That you know that Allah is seeing you. And that He knows your condition. And that He knows what lies within yourself. So therefore it is not befitting that you should disobey Him. And that you should contradict His command. When He sees you. And He observes you. And this is a good state. However, it is less than the first one. It's a good state to be upon, but it's less than the first level. So as long as you know that He sees you, then you therefore perfect your worship of Him. And you do it well. Because you know that Allah is seeing you. And for Allah is the highest description. Allah is the highest example. And then Shaykh Al-Fawzan gives an example to help us understand this matter. Of this level. What is the second level here? The level of worshipping Allah with the sure and certain knowledge that He's watching you. You worship Him so carefully because of your knowledge that He's watching you and sees you. Shaykh Fawzan said, and for Allah is the highest example. Then he gives an example here for us to understand. If you were in front of a created being, someone from the creation, who had status, and he commanded you with a command, and you were carrying this matter out in front of him, and he was looking at you, would it be befitting that you be negligent in the performance of this action? Someone from the creation, some personal authority, some manager or someone, has told you to do something and he's in front of you watching you. And you just mess around, you know, you don't do it properly. Would that be befitting? Would you even think of doing that? Of course not. Then Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, so in summary, Ihsan is of two levels. The level of al-mushahada al-qalbiyya, the level of witnessing with the heart, and it is that you worship Allah as if you are seeing Him, from the strength of certainty and iman. It is as if you are seeing Allah the Mighty Majestic with your eyes. And the second level, the lower level, he said, and it is lesser than it, is that you worship Allah knowing that He sees you and observes you. So therefore you do not disobey Him. And you do not contradict His command. He, the Perfect and Most High. Then Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, this is the level of Al-Ihsan. And it is the highest of the levels of the religion. Ihsan, with these two levels that we just mentioned, that is Ihsan. And Ihsan is the highest of the levels of the religion. Whoever reaches it, then he has reached the highest of the levels of the religion. Before it is the level of Iman, and before that is the level of Al-Islam. Islam is the first level. Higher than that, within that and higher than that is the level of Iman, and then higher than that and within it is the level of Al-Ihsan. Sheikh Fawzan said, so the religion, the deen, has a number of domains, number of dawa'ir, spheres or domains. The first, and he mentions each one of the three, the first domain is Al-Islam. And it is wide, to the extent that the hypocrite, the munafiq, enters into it, and he is called a Muslim, and he is treated like a Muslim, because he has submitted to Islam outwardly. So he enters within the domain of Islam. Obviously what Shaykh al-Fawzan is indicating here, that means you got to outward treatment, that somebody who outwardly, he displays Islam, all that we see from him is Islam. But inwardly he doesn't believe, and we don't know what he believes in his heart or doesn't believe. But outwardly all we see from him is that he adheres to Islam. Then, obviously Allah knows that he is not a Muslim. But as for us, all we see from him is Islam. Then we have to treat him as Islam. He has, as far as we're concerned, the name of being Muslim, being within the Muslims, and that he's dealt with as a Muslim. Because we have to deal with them according to what's apparent from him. And all that's apparent to us is Islam. Obviously what Allah knows about him and what will happen in the hereafter is something else. So just repeat what Shaykh Fawzan said, that the level of Islam is something wide, to such an extent that even the munafiq, the hypocrite, enters within it and is called a Muslim. And he's treated like the Muslims because he has submitted to Islam outwardly. So therefore he enters within the domain of Islam. And he mentions a second category of people who enter within the domain of Islam. He said, and the person who is weak in Iman. Obviously a munafiq, he does not have Iman. But the second category, a person who does have Iman, true Iman, but he's weak in his Iman. He enters within the level of Islam as well, the domain of Islam. The one who has nothing from Iman except a mustard seed of it. Only got a mustard seed of true faith, Iman. And he enters within the domain of Islam. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan mentions the second domain of Islam, the second and higher level. And it is more restricted and more specific. The domain of Al-Iman. And this, the hypocrite does not enter into it. The one who is a hypocrite with an-nifaq al-i'tiqadi, a hypocrite in belief. I mean the one who is outwardly, pretends to be a Muslim, in his heart he disbelieves in Islam. He has kufr in his heart, he doesn't believe in Islam. Then he does not enter into the second domain whatsoever. The domain of al-Iman, true faith, ever. Rather, only the people of Iman, those who are truly believers, enter into it. And they are of two categories. Imanun kamil, those who are complete in Iman, and Imanun naqis, those who have deficient Iman. So, the mu'minun fasiq, the sinful believer, enters into it. And the mu'minun taqi, and the obedient and dutiful believer, both of them, enter within the level of Iman. The believer is a believer but sinful. And likewise the believer who is taqi, the believer is dutiful, obedient. They all both enter into the level of Iman. Then he mentions the third domain. And it is more restricted than the second one. The domain of Al-Ihsan. And it is just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made clear. And no one will enter into it except the people of Al-Iman al-Kamil, the people of complete Iman. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. And then Shaykh Fawzan moves on to the next section to give the proof, or the author, Shaykh al-Islam, moves on to give the proof for Ihsan. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Amen.